Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certain portions of what you're about to hear have been dramatized based on real-life events, eyewitness accounts, and court records. Mare Smith is an Irish heiress worth millions.
So, let's get started.
She was so majestic. She was royal, and I was immediately drawn to her.
She made quite a splash, didn't she?
She did.
Mare is dating a powerful Los Angeles politician, and she's fighting tooth and nail with her wealthy family back in Ireland over a 25 million euro inheritance. That's 34 million in American dollars.
There's a clause in the inheritance that
if she's convicted of a felony, she gets disinherited.
Did you hear that story too?
I warn Mare that her family might try to frame her with a crime to get her disinherited and keep her millions for themselves. But she laughs it off. Until one day.
You have a collect call from the Century Regional Detention Facility from.
Jonathan, it's Mare.
Press 1 to accept.
You were right. I was arrested today. My family set me up to make it look like I stole $200,000 from Pacific Islands. They're trying to get me disinherited.
I'm Jonathan Walton, and this is Queen of the Con. Episode 2, The Inheritance. I'm at work when I get that jailhouse phone call.
I'm just like sitting next to you and you're just like, holy shit. You're like, my friend Mare, she's arrested. And I'm like, what?
Evan Goldstein and I are producing a History Channel show when Mare calls me from jail in July of 2014.
And you witnessed that phone call.
Yeah, I was sitting right next to you and you were like ashen. Like you lost all the color in your face.
It's been 14 months since the day I met Mare, and we'd become best friends. Actually, we'd become more than best friends. We'd become family.
This is like your sister calling you from jail.
Yeah.
But from the outside in, it felt like this train wreck. But like, what happens next? I got hooked on the story too.
And as Evan will go on to witness firsthand, there are many more crazy plot twists ahead.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Enough to give Bette Davis's character in All About Eve whiplash.
What is he talking about?
Shortly after Mare calls me from jail, her boyfriend, the politician, phones to ask if I can bail her out of jail. He tells me he can't because he doesn't want his wife and kids finding out. Yeah, he's married. You see, when you bail someone out of jail, it becomes public record in the court system. And the last thing the politician wants is someone in the press discovering he posted bail for a woman who is not his wife. The politician assures me, though, Mare will pay me back. She's a wealthy woman. She's good for it. Don't worry.
So you heard me on the phone calling around for a bail bondsman.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then it became this thing where it's like you had to figure it out. I think you were talking like getting quotes or something. Did you talk to a couple of them?
Yeah, I talked to a bunch of them. I'd never bailed anyone out of jail before.
Mare's bail is set at $70,000. And every bail bondsman I call wants at least 10% or $7,000 cash to get her out. But the politician has connections and turns me on to a guy he knows who'll do it for $4,200. So that's what I pay, $4,200 to bail Mare Smith out of jail. And that's when I learn her name isn't actually Mare Smith at all. It's Marianne Smith. I think nothing of it, but looking back, that was a huge red flag. Luckily, the politician shows up on my doorstep the very next day with cash in hand.
After I bailed her out of jail, he paid me back. He said it was her money.
Right. She's good for it.
She's good for it. She's a woman of her word.
I try to keep my word.
And so begins the all-out war for Mare's inheritance. I'm drafted as a soldier on the front lines, and I'm happy to help in any way I can. After all, she's like a sister to me at this point, and it really pisses me off that the owner of the Pacific Islands travel agency would conspire with Mare's family to frame her with a crime and disqualify her from that 25 million euro inheritance. I mean, she's their star employee.
What kind of saleswoman was she? Was she good?
Oh my God, she was the best.
Michelle Roque is a co-worker of Mare's, selling vacations to the Pacific Islands in 2013.
She was a Tahiti specialist. Basically, she sells a lot of packages to Bora Bora, Tahiti, Moorea, so the South Pacific, pretty much. When we're short in sales, JP would be like, Mare, we need some sales. She would make it happen in a day or two.
And JP's the owner of Pacific Islands.
Correct, yes. Mare sold like 100,000 this month, so he's ecstatic about that.
Because these are expensive vacations, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at least a minimum of $10,000 in 1 week, and that's the low end.
How was Mare with clients?
Well, she's very popular. Everybody was like, Mare was good. Mare was great because she's the sweetest. She will go out of her way to do things for you. And she did that for me because I was new in town. I needed like a place to stay. She helped me with all of that. She would go a mile for you. We became really good friends, actually. We became really close. She helped me get my apartment. I mean, she made it happen in a couple weeks. She goes, I know the owner. I can get you in. She even said, I'll go ahead and pay for the deposit and you just pay me back later.
So she paid you the deposit for your apartment? She paid for it? Wow.
Yeah, and she said, I'll take care of it because I was going back and forth between Fresno and LA. So at that weekend that I was supposed to sign all of the paperwork, she says, don't worry about it. I got it. You just pay me when you get back or whenever. I said, okay, that's nice. So she's very sweet.
And JP, the owner of Pacific Islands, loves sweet Mare. Remember, JP is the guy that Mare says is best friends with her cousin Fenton back in Ireland. Mare is making a lot of money for JP, selling nearly $1 million in luxury vacations a year for his company. Mare says she spends a lot of time in the Pacific Islands growing up, taking yearly vacations there with her family. So getting to relive those happy experiences while describing these exotic, sun-drenched places to prospective clients brings her tremendous joy. And it also makes her a great saleswoman. I mean, when you love what you sell, the product sells itself, right? And JP is grateful to Mare for bringing in so much business. And Mare is grateful to JP for giving her a purpose and something fun to do while living in Los Angeles. And she shows her appreciation for JP publicly.
Mare used to, because I used to tag along with her all the time, because she gives me a ride to work and home every day. She would always buy a nice, expensive bottle of cognac or something for JP.
Oh.
So I'm thinking, wow, they have a really good relationship. She would buy expensive stuff.
Yeah, cognac's expensive.
Oh, yeah. And she would not just buy just the cheap one. She would drag me to the stores. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for this specific cognac, $200-$300 bottle, you know. So I say they have a good relationship. It was great.
But at some point, when the fight for Mare's inheritance starts heating up, her relationship with JP starts to change. Remember, Mare says JP is best friends with her cousin Fenton back in Ireland, and clearly JP is taking Fenton's side in trying to deny Mare her rightful share of that 25 million euro inheritance. So JP and Mare have a spectacular falling out.
They're fighting like hell.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Would there be shouting? Would he shout at her?
Well, you know, they would shut the door normally, but you would hear him in JP's office.
She told me that JP is working with her family and set her up to make it look like she stole $200,000.
Yes, yes.
So Mare is fired and then arrested for grand theft. I bail her out of jail. She's no longer working at Pacific Islands in July of 2014. And as the weeks pass, she's no longer working at all, anywhere. I'm worried about her.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mare is unemployed, and that really concerns me. I mean, I know she has plenty of money to live on, but not working can drive a person crazy, you know, and it's driving her crazy. Then one day, she calls me up and tells me she got a job as a psychic. Yeah, a psychic. Using yet another name.
My name is Mare Anya, and I'm an empathic psychic.
Mare says she calls up one of those 1-800 psychic numbers and takes a test over the phone and passes with flying colors. She says the gift runs in her family and that she's always been ashamed of it, but now she needs to use it to make a living. And in no time at all, she has a slew of clients and a splashy website with an explainer video that I produce.
I've always had a gift since I was a little girl.
And her Irish accent is suddenly not so Irish.
It materialized throughout my childhood, and I didn't really understand what it was. I would always know things were happening before they happened, and everyone would laugh at me, so I stopped admitting that I knew these things were going to happen. But things would have developed. Like, for instance, I knew my dad was leaving, and a week later my dad left. I knew I was going to have a fall and break my shoulder. And for 2 weeks before the event happened, I was 4 years old. My mom said, don't bring such things into being. But I could picture myself falling. And on the day I was wearing the outfit that I saw myself falling in, I cried for an hour and didn't want to wear it. And I fell, and it was exactly as I saw it. So I've always visioned things and felt things.
So I grow to accept Mare as a psychic fairly quickly. I truly believe she has a gift. I mean, I witness it. And so does my buddy Evan, in a weird kind of way.
You know, I'm a psychic. If you ever want to talk, you know, I don't remember if she was like heavily discounted prices or she's like, I'll just do it because you're friends with Jonathan. But, you know, she kind of offered up her psychic services. You know, I was in a very kind of dark place.
At that point, Evan and I are working on a show he created called Fat Guys in the Woods for the Weather Channel.
We secured our place at the top of the food chain, and now we have the waistline to prove it.
And he moves into our guest room for a few months because he's having trouble at home. Major trouble.
So your wife was cheating on you.
Yeah, I found out she was cheating.
But before you knew for sure, Mare told me, yeah, she's cheating and it's a blonde guy.
And it was.
And it was a blonde guy. Like, yep. How does she know that?
Yeah.
How could she? She didn't tell you this. This is when she met you for one or two times
in
my place.
Yeah, like I didn't even. You just
She's
asked
like,
her.
Yeah, I had a vision. She is cheating on him, and it's with a blonde guy.
Yeah, it's true.
And it turned out to be a very blonde guy. But how did she know that?
Yeah, no, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And you were a stranger to her at that point. She just met you.
And she didn't know that many details either.
No.
Yeah.
So just pick that out of the air.
Yeah.
Could have been a redhead. Could have been a brown hair guy. Most guys have brown or black hair.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my guys anyway. Kidding.
Look, it would have been easy to laugh the whole thing off as a parlor trick and dismiss the idea of Mare being an actual psychic. But very quickly, tons of other people all over Los Angeles start beating a path to her door for readings.
So I found Mare on Yelp.
In 2015, attorney Michelle Thompson DaCosta is having some life issues.
I wanted to see a psychic. She had great reviews. And so I booked her for one reading, and then that's how I got to know her.
And how was your reading, your first reading with her?
She was spot on. She was so spot on. That's when I referred my mother. I referred every friend, and I was like, you have to go see her.
And that is the one thing, because people ask me, you know, people tell me the psychic thing was a scam. I'm like, no, she really was psychic. She was at my husband's birthday party once, and I saw her read like three or four people, brought them to tears.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's crazy. She knew dates, names. Yeah. It's just weird, you know, time frames.
And with clairvoyant abilities like that, Mare quickly begins attracting a whole other level of clientele.
So I'm the CEO and founder of Global Women's Empowerment Network.
As the head of a major nonprofit in Los Angeles, Tess Cacciatore is way more grounded in reality than in psychic readings, but her business partner implores her to reconsider.
And he called me up and said, oh my gosh, I have this fabulous psychic. I want to pay for a reading for you.
Ooh.
And I said, no, thanks. I just didn't want to go there,
right.
You know, for whatever reason, intuitively or otherwise. He just raved about her and said, well, you know, let me know if you change your mind, but she's really interested in women empowerment and maybe you guys can have a conversation. So we did have a conversation. We lasted about almost an hour. And we instantly clicked and she was so excited about Gwen, Global Women's Empowerment Network, and what we are doing, and thought that maybe she might be able to help in one way or another. She said she have a lot of celebrity clients that she can't disclose right then.
So she offered to help.
Yes. I was so excited.
Did she name any celebrities, or she said she can't name them?
At first she said I can't name them, but then she would drop little hints. Then it would unravel that one of her big clients in her, you know, favorite friends was Jennifer Aniston. And so she said, I want to bring Jennifer and, you know, and have you meet her. And I want you to, you know, I think she'll be really happy to be like a spokesperson for Gwen. So I was so excited.
Because that's freaking huge.
That's huge.
If
I mean,
Jennifer
somebody
Aniston,
like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So Mare's career as a soothsayer appears to be taking off fast, especially with the A-list crowd in Los Angeles, celebrities like Jennifer Aniston. All of a sudden, Mare moves out of my apartment building and into a brand new, plush, opulent high-rise.
How much was it?
It was close to $6,000 a month.
That's a ton of money. And especially in LA, it's like, that's a lot of money to burn on an apartment every month.
But Mare says living there is good for her burgeoning psychic business because it engenders trust and confidence from her clients, especially her high-end clients. And it helps build her brand as a psychic to the movers and shakers in Hollywood.
She definitely kind of marched to the beat of her own drum, which was impressive, you know? Like she seemed like she had her shit together.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My husband Pablo nominates Mare for the Ice Bucket Challenge in 2015, and she has her massage therapist shoot this video in her swanky new apartment.
Ready?
No. Is it on?
It's on.
Okay. So, Pablo, thank you so much for nominating me for this AOS Ice Bucket Challenge. If I could give it back to you, I truly would. Since I can't, here's who I'm nominating to Double Dog Dare the Ice Bucket Challenge for AOS Charity. Steve Alpha Dog, you're on. Ice it up, baby. Rose Hot Mama number 2, here's icing you, baby. Last but not least, my loving child, Chelsea, student extraordinaire. I hope your first week back to school is amazing. Ice it up, girlfriend, and I don't want to hear about your chest cold. So, let's get started. Warning, this is graphic. And again, thank you, Pavel. I will see you on Sunday. Let's go. Excuse the mess. I have my trusty ice water here. Oh, Houston, I forgot to nominate you. You weren't going to say a word, were you?
No.
Houston, massage therapist to the stars. Buddy, you are fucking on.
Thanks so much.
Here's ALS.
No cubes in the cleavage?
No.
Things start going really well for Mare, especially on the inheritance front. She shows me an email from her Los Angeles attorney that makes it look like the Pacific Islands grand theft case against her is falling apart because it's bogus, thereby ensuring she'll get her inheritance very soon. The email went something like,
Miss Smith, the prosecutor who filed charges against you on behalf of Pacific Islands is having trouble turning over discovery. He's either lost his files or they never existed in the first place. If we can't get your files, there simply is no case. In my 30 years practicing law, I've never seen anything like it. The judge will throw this case out shortly. I'm certain of it.
I am so relieved. Things are really looking up for Mare. But a few days later, I go to pick her up at her swanky new apartment for brunch and find her doubled over, crying hysterically.
They froze my bank accounts. I am locked out of all of my money.
And what's worse, she says, she's not going to be allowed a jury trial. A single judge will be deciding her fate instead. I am so pissed.
Her family in Ireland, they're paying off some dirty LA DA to freeze her bank account, so she's got no fucking money.
What the fuck?
I call my buddy Evan to tell him what happened. This is more or less how it went.
Yeah. Dude, that's like John Grisham shit.
I know. It's insane. The bogus Pacific Islands case against her was about to be dismissed. And now they pulled this. They're trying to pressure her to give up her inheritance. If she signs something saying she wants to give up her inheritance, her family told her they'll get the whole Pacific Islands case dropped.
Dude, she's got to fight it, man.
I mean, yeah. She's got to fight it. I got to fucking help her.
the shit that goes on in Ireland, here in America, you'd go to prison. Back in Ireland, you'd get a pat on the back.
I am now more determined than ever to help Mare clear her name and get her inheritance. So I start loaning her money to live on, since all her bank accounts and credit cards are frozen. I let her borrow almost $6,000 to pay her rent in that luxury apartment that month. Then, the next month, I lend her another $3,200 to move back into our building, where the rent is considerably cheaper. And then, I just keep lending her more cash to live on, almost $16,000 in total at this point.
Why'd you keep giving her money?
I kept giving her money because she paid me back the first, you know, $4,200 I loaned her for bail. She paid me back the next day. Or rather, the married politician paid me back the next day. It was her money.
Yeah, no, I know.
Let's not forget, she was like, I loved her like a sister.
Right.
We were ending phone calls at that point with, I love you. Like, you know, yeah, like, yeah. I loved her. Like, yeah. I loved who I thought she was.
Sure. Well, you guys were friends for a long time before she ever asked you for money.
Yeah. Yeah, 14 months. As the weeks pass, I keep lending Mare more money. I'm out $20,000 total. Then one day, she tells me she's got some great news. The Los Angeles District Attorney prosecuting her will agree to drop the bogus Pacific Islands case, clearing the way for her to get her inheritance if she can just pay $54,000. Now, I had zero experience with the criminal justice system at this point, like zero. I'd only ever been to court for a traffic ticket 20 years ago, but I did know attorneys and legal fees are prohibitively expensive, so paying $54,000 to clear Mare's name so she could get millions in inheritance seems like a no-brainer to me. Now, I had almost depleted my checking account at this point, loaning her $20,000 in cash, and while I make more than $100,000 a year as a reality TV producer, living in LA is expensive, very expensive. So I only had another $4,000 in cash to loan her, and then I did something I can't believe I let myself do. I let her charge my credit cards $50,000 to make up the $54,000 she needed to get the case against her dropped.
It felt like you were helping her. You were helping a friend in need.
Yeah. I was rescuing a damsel in distress.
Yeah, 100%. And like, no hesitation. You know, there was no question because I'm sure you've been, you know, you knew the whole story.
I believed her family was crazy and they were out for money. And, you know, what people do for millions of dollars, people will kill. Mare would always tell me about her childhood with her crazy Irish family. In that same recording you heard in the last episode, she talks about how violence and fear punctuate every aspect of her life growing up.
I identify with my father, and I told you about how my dad had to leave because he was going to murder my mother. He had mapped it out in books, notebooks, journals, how he was going to murder my mother and dismember her body. And not dismember, but get rid of it. And he knew at that point he was really going to do something to my mom.
So I know all too well what her family is capable of and what they'll do to get Mare out of their way so they can take her inheritance.
Why do you think she did have this inheritance coming? Like, we're talking millions of dollars. Did she ever say anything or do anything that, like, was just like, this isn't bullshit, I really believe her?
Well, she had a ton of evidence. She would show me emails from her barristers, which are lawyers in Ireland, about her inheritance. She would show me...
Oh, she had like paperwork she'd show you.
Well, emails.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, still, there's like a paper trail. It's not just her telling you.
Exactly. But on her phone, like, she would show me her phone and go, look what my barrister is saying. And I'd read it and be like, oh, blah, blah, million. But wow.
Right.
Like, that's a lot of money. So in case you've lost track, at this point, I've loaned Mare almost $70,000, which is a lot of freaking money. You'd think I'd be worried, but I'm not worried at all. Because the bogus Pacific Islands case against her got dropped like a bad habit. And don't forget, she's getting ready to collect $6.5 million in inheritance. That was her share of the 25 million euros. So life is good. Life is very, very good. And then one day, out of the blue, Mare gets thrown in jail again.
I know exactly what's happening. She's being screwed over by her Irish family.
Actually, Mare isn't being screwed over at all. I am. Next time on Queen of the Con.
Hey, man. Dude, you are not going to believe this shit.
Mare Smith gets caught between a rock and a hard place.
You've been scamming us out of money this whole time.
I have not, darling.
You have.
And that's only the beginning.
Your perp is American. She was born in Bangor, Maine in 1969.
Pack a lunch. This rabbit hole is long and winding.
Pretty sure she drugged me.
For exclusive photos and other bonus material, follow at Queen of the Con on Instagram. And if you're enjoying Queen of the Con, tell your friends about it and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Queen of the Con, The Irish Heiress, is a production of AYR Media and iHeartRadio, hosted by me, Jonathan Walton. Executive producers Jonathan Walton for Jonathan Walton Productions and Aliza Rosen for AYR Media. Written by Jonathan Walton. Consulting producer Evan Goldstein. Senior associate producer Eric Newman. Sound design by Baked ZD Media. Mixed and mastered by Elliot Herman. Audio engineering by Elliot Herman. Studio engineering by Chris McMasters. Voice acting performed by Kevin Raymond and Amy Phillips. Legal counsel for AYR Media, Gianni Douglas. Executive producer for iHeartRadio, Chandler Mays.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.